Welcome to Navigate with HSBC, your trusted source for insights into wealth management, investing, and market dynamics. Let us dive deep into the current market environment, the risk management strategies, and the evolving landscape of AIFs, that's alternate investment funds. And joining us today on the show is Ashish Somaiya, the Executive Director and CEO, White Oak Capital Asset Management. With over two decades in asset management industry, well, Ashish has led prominent firms like Motilal Oswal AMC, ICICI Prudential AMC, bringing a wealth of expertise to this particular discussion. Well, Ashish, thanks a lot for taking time off.
Thank you.
And coming in on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Which emerging themes or sectors do you believe have strong tailwinds for the next couple of years? And what's one crucial factor that's shaping markets today that investors might be underestimating or they might be overlooking? So the themes as well as a couple of these factors.
So, you know, if you ask me first for whatever we witnessed in the last 3-4 years, within those themes, you know, anything which is import substitution, anything which is looking at, you know, out of all the themes which worked in the last 3-4 years, I think the one which is most sustainable probably is manufacturing, right? The reason being that because there, I think there is interest to create manufacturing base in India, right? The government is obviously encouraging it.
Right.
And given the times that are coming in the near future, or maybe in the medium term, like next 5 to 10 years, you will see more and more Indian companies scaling in terms of manufacturing, whether they're exports, whether they're defense, whether, like I said, they're import substitution, or whether it is someone, you know, making ancillaries, assembly lines in India, all of those.
Yeah.
The second, if you really ask me, is that, you know, the whole financial services space, and I don't mean only the lenders or the private sector banks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in this fall, most capital market companies are also down 40-50%.
True.
But within capital market space, barring broking, none of the businesses are as cyclical as the market makes it out to be. You know, for same or similar level of earnings with minor growth, you find sometimes PE multiples going to 50 and sometimes going to 20-25. I think the market, the businesses are not as cyclical as the market makes it out to be, and all of them have corrected quite significantly.
Indeed.
Third, if you really ask me, is the whole discretionary consumption. I think that's our biggest overweight in our portfolios, right? Because that, I think, is a reversible trend, or at least it's a more secular trend what we see in discretionary consumption. So whether it is travel, tourism, leisure, you know, high-end consumption, apparels, footwear, the whole space, retailing. So I think these are 3-4 things which are top of mind.
Let's focus on the new fund offerings. And how does a new fund offering in AIFs work?
Yeah.
And how do you differentiate it from, say, a mutual fund NFO? So the difference between the two.
So again, you know, again, there's massive differences, because see, a mutual fund, like I said, is a mass retail vehicle.
Yeah.
So, and in any given mutual fund, we may have millions of investors. I mean, a single scheme could be having a million investors or more.
Right.
So to that extent, a mutual fund then becomes a consumer product, because, you know, when you do an NFO, you know, you're trying to reach out to channel partners, you're trying to reach out to the social media, you're trying to reach out to investors.
Right.
So you try to bring out the benefits of why somebody should invest, who should invest. And, you know, there are creatives and there is this general advertising, you know, roadshow and NFO 15 days, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to an AIF, by definition, an AIF is not relevant or not suitable to public at large. Because of the risk return combinations that I told you, illiquidity, higher risk, unlisted companies, credit, so many things. It's not applicable to a retail investor. It's only for high net worth investors. And AIF by definition is what is called a private placement.
Right.
So that's why you never see public advertisements of an AIF being launched. That's why you never see public advertisement of a AIF's performance or, you know, any manager or any track record. So they are by definition private placement, meaning that we speak to select set of private bankers, wealth managers or distributors, a select set of clients, and make them aware that this is the fund which is being created. But it cannot be offered to public at large. That's not allowed.
Okay, all right. Well, Ashish, you know, there'll be a lot of young investors as well as seasoned ones that'll be looking for some advice. If you had to share one key advice of investment, what would it be? Because a lot of people out there will be looking forward to this.
Yeah.
You know, you've been in the markets for very, very long. Markets go through their own patches of highs as well as lows. So what would be that one investment advice you'd like to share with all of us?
So there is something I always try to remind people, Nigel, is that, you know, everywhere you find it plastered, be greedy when others are fearful, be fearful when others are greedy. I love to point out to people that the most important word in that entire phrase is not greed or fear. The most important word is others. And for investing success, you need to make sure you're not part of the others.
Part of the others, right.
So I think that's the key thing to remember even now.
Well, Ashish, it's been good to have you on the show. Thanks a lot for joining in, giving us insights on a whole host of issues. Markets have their cycles, but as you said, opportunities keep coming about, and that's something that we need to latch on to. Thanks a lot for joining in on the show.
Thank you.
Well, on that note, though, we'll wrap up on this edition. Thanks a lot for joining in. We hope our listeners gained valuable perspectives on the market as well as on investment opportunities. We'll be back soon with another episode of Navigate with HSBC. Thanks a lot for tuning in.